8th, 2025, 7:04.
We'll start the meeting and I'll read it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And pray for your pardon for all.
I'll be the bouncer.
Anybody had to add or subtract from the minutes or anything like that on the wind?
No, I'm not sure what he said in the minutes. Is there written? I didn't see anything bad in there when I was looking at it.
Yeah, I didn't really see anything good to me.
Oh, and thank you, Chris, for dumbing down the AI for me. That first one, I thought I was going to have a stroke. I was laughing so hard reading that thing.
Sharon does not carry.
She's still sick?
Yeah, she's going back to the doctor.
Do you have cold or
pneumonia?
Oh, my heavens.
Okay.
I made it.
Motion to...
I motion 7 minutes. Is there any...
Okay. Second that.
There's a motion and a second that we approve the December minutes for December 11th, 2024. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm gonna write Nunya in all these.
So, all right, now it's the invoice report.
And you guys just check for your own stuff. I just didn't even sign yet.
I don't see anything out of the ordinary. Did you, Vance, get a chance to look at it? I had to look prior.
Takes about a month to get around, doesn't it? When you're writing the date.
I know.
I've already put 24 once today.
Saturday I was putting the
28th.
I'm skipping way
ahead. Saturday I put no shit this week. God.
Because of rainy.
Did Rick have anything to report or anything to do with?
I don't think so.
So we'll listen to the fire department while Pat looks at the invoice report.
Some pretty cool stuff. Our new truck is in Salt Lake. We went down to final inspection in Florida. There were like, I think it was 16 different write-ups that we had on the truck that we didn't like. They fixed them by the next morning. And before we left Florida, our truck was done and I was looking for a driver. So it is now in Salt Lake at the Ascendant Martin's plant in Midvale, I guess. And we're there just washing off the in-transit coat that they put on it to protect it and then giving it a final polish and a final inspection before then they will deliver it to you. So our truck should be here technically before the end of the month, they're hoping. So with that being said, the old Becker, The county's not going to figure out exactly what to do with it. Probably what's going to happen is I'm going to drain it, and then we're going to park it out next to the fire station on a pad, and I'll pull the batteries out of it. And that way it's better and secured and can't be driven off, because you know fire trucks don't have keys. And so that way it can't go anywhere, but it's, because the county would take it out of service when our new truck is here. And we'll swap the equipment over and put our new truck into service, which by then we'll have a, some sort of a pushback ceremony to push the truck back in, and we're going to check to come see the new truck. And, because it's a nice, shiny, pretty new truck.
You're going to plan an event for the new truck coming, and we're retiring the...
Yeah, so they call it a pushback ceremony, which in the, back when it was a horse-drawn carriage, you had to push the new fire carriages back into the vault. So they call it a pushback, and so actually when we'll line up in front of the fire truck, and we'll actually pretend like we're pushing it, but someone will be backing it up and put it back in its stall for its first time once we actually put it into service.
And a gun salute?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a gun salute or bagpipes or anything of that extravagance. But it is here, a little bit ahead of schedule. Second of that, end of the month here, we have fire school coming up, which I have myself, Kyla, and four other firefighters that are going to fire school. Gets me a lot of fun. I'm going through certification classes as well as Kyla is too, so it's going to be a pretty rough 4 days. But it's all worth it, it's a lot of fun. Along with that, so Chris did per diem checks and whatnot for that. I'm sure you've seen all that there. Second, we did the $10,000 bonus payout. We figured it all out. We got the payouts, which you should have a printout, or if you're not, if you don't get it to you, it shows what we paid, who we paid, and what we paid for. So that check should be up there too, or close to it. And so that is all done. And we had a couple of calls this month that were basically slide offs. We had one that was actually an accident within an accident. Just before we had rolled up, the ambulance was there, and another truck rolled on the ice while that truck was originally there. Which just reinforces why we like to roll with the ambulance. If, you know, if that was gonna, that second vehicle was gonna hit something, we'd rather they hit the back of a 1,000-gallon fire truck than hit the back of the ambulance that has no protection whatsoever. But anyways, so I believe that is all I have.
Go back to the paperwork. I wish we approved the English report.
Yep. Just made a motion once that we pay the bills.
Second.
The motion is second that we pay the bills. All in favor, Mike?
Aye.
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
And I approve. We pay the bills. All right. Do you want to take the time?
Okay.
I'm going to give you some time here.
Okay. I appreciate that. We'll try to make it quick. There are, in regards to the restroom, just a handful of items that I'd like you as a council or the public to discuss briefly to just kind of keep the design moving along. I guess as an update, so I believe... Did you guys all see just a sketch that I created? I just took a picture from my computer screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, on your email?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the general building. The layout's completely up to whatever you guys want. I did meet with some architects and structural engineers today, as well as Rick Price. We might have a little bit different idea of the layout. So scratch my little design on the computer, and welcome to my hand sketch. I don't know the best way to present this, but north is facing this way, right? So here's your existing utility shed, and I'm trying to maximize your square footage here without inhibiting kind of the access points.
Right.
So right now I have a position where there's 5 to 6 feet pretty much off of each your existing fence lines, the corner of the dugout, the utility shed. The question I have is, so I know during like the 24th celebration, a lot of people use this as an access, some people stand along the fence line. One way that we could, one thing that we could do is, I'll show you these. And use your desk right here.
You bet.
So we're going to keep concessions up here by the pavilion. I think that just makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. Would you guys rather have, so initially when I sent that drawing out, we had the men's right here, the women's right here, and storage was kind of this T shape, which I kind of grabbed that from a different design we've done. I'm kind of leaning towards this new layout. It just has the men's, women's, same size.
I don't.
Yeah. Storage, I was thinking a roll up door right here for like lawnmowers and whatnot. So one thought is if we did want to try to create a larger access, because I know 5 feet, I don't know, do you guys feel like that's adequate? 5 feet is like a standard, you know, sidewalk.
That sounds about right, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think there's restrictions of why we would need more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as there's a sidewalk on it, you know, walk over.
Yeah. Right now there's, I can't remember, 9 or 11 feet right here, and then 5 back here. So I just didn't want to shortchange any right here, and then it kind of be a surprise when 24th comes around and you're all walking back. But, so if you guys like this layout, we could also cut a gate into this fence right here, or do a roll-up door right here. That's a minor thing, but
can we put the bathrooms on that side?
On this side?
Yep. Put storage on that side, and then do your roll-up on that one side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right here, or yep. You can
right either.
Right where you're
either. Either way. But it wouldn't matter, he frees the access, it'll go back in a truck or something from the road.
This is the street?
Yeah, the street's right over here.
I think the bathrooms
make
more sense.
Yeah, and that way everybody on the road doesn't buy a road, have bathrooms there.
Yep.
Okay. But,
you know, this way you can, these people that are here can see what's going on.
Okay. That sounds good to me. I had initially kind of the opposite idea that maybe when you're going to the restroom, you might want a little privacy, but.
At the end of the day, in the life we live now, we need to be able to see that nobody takes our kids.
That's mm-hmm. fair. Yep, that's a good point. Yeah. So,
as a mother, you want to know who's
it's pretty tight here.
Hanging out in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true.
How scary you have to be now.
Okay. So if you guys are okay with, I'll probably put the man door right, or not the man door, the storage roll-up door right here.
Yep.
Just because it's going to be tight getting the lawnmower in right through here.
Right.
Yep. But yeah, I think that. Okay.
Okay.
If I can still have a few minutes to just rattle off some questions. Okay, bear with me. There's about 10 of them. Mayor, we discussed heating a little bit with you once before. We could do that as an alternate. We could do an electric small unit in the concessions. You guys have a preference if you want it heated?
As of right now, it's not.
So I would prefer that we had like an on-demand heater, and that way that we just drain the water when we're not using it in the winter. But if we have to use it early in the spring or late in the fall, or even actually during Christmas or whatever, we had a heater we could turn on and then turn it off. Okay. So, that would be wise, I believe.
Okay, that sounds good there.
And that way, I don't have to worry about kerosene heaters or propane heaters with somebody trying to stay warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With other stuff.
Okay, the next question is, do you guys anticipate doing like a fridge or a stove? Where I'm going with there is,
we need 220.
You need 220, and then also some of the codes get a little more vamped up.
As of right now, in our concessions now, we don't.
Okay.
But if you're thinking ahead, mm-hmm. it's probably going to be a better idea.
Yes,
so,
Farron, I
so
talked
when
to
get,
Farron.
Have a building permit, we'll have to be code.
Yeah. And I don't know the exact why the architect said make sure they, I'll see what the implications are for that.
Okay.
Because, we were anticipating at least the 110 outlets, and you could throw a crock pot in there, you know, a little griddle for a warm-up hot dogs or whatever. If you do want the 220 in the fridge, there's some implications with codes, but I don't know the details there. But if that's the way you're leaning.
I'm just thinking further down the line.
Yeah, I think we ought to have 220 in there anyway.
Okay.
And then the refrigerator should still be 110, and we're not going to put freezers in there. It's going to take.
I was going to say, I don't know that we need this.
But I would prefer four prong outlets instead of two.
Okay.
So, just.
I mean, if we're thinking long term, it would be better.
Okay. Would you want any. I guess if you guys don't want to do a fridge, that sounds good. Then. You kind of limit people leaving food in there,
Fridge can, I have one I can pick up with two hands and put in there for a day and take it back out.
Okay. We won't worry about anything like that. So when it comes to vandalism, there's some materials that are a little more vandalism preventative. It might cost a little bit more, but in my opinion, it's kind of nice to preserve what you have. So if you want to go ahead with that, and we can change these later, but and I talked previously about ICF insulated concrete forms versus the CMU the blocks.
Right.
Although it might be a little bit cheaper to do the ICF, what we're still seeing, the CMU would be more durable, kind of for vandalism purposes. Less sheetrock and whatnot going on, so kind of going back on maybe my last recommendation. If you guys want to do the CMU,
I think you guys are probably more. My opinion is I think you guys are more experienced to know what is going to be the best fix for us, and I think we definitely need stuff that's durable and vandalism proof, as we just talked about the pool table being destroyed. Things like that. I think the less of that stuff that is accessible or breakable, the less maintenance that we have to pay for in the future.
Look at the bleacher too.
Bleacher got vandalized too?
What happened to the bleachers?
A while ago.
It was a while ago.
Oh.
I'll take her back to the back.
Yeah, and then we were just thinking of doing like an epoxy flooring. We'll have a couple drains in there, something that you can hose down or whatever pretty easily.
Perfect.
Do you want, for hand dryers, do you want those electric hand dryers or do you want paper towels?
Honestly,
electric. You want paper towels?
Yeah.
Because you can take them out when it's
on. Yeah, and on top of it. I think if one breaks, it's easier.
You have paper towels and stainless steel instead of this.
Yeah, it's just easier, just paper towels.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, it would be easier than having electric dryers on top of germ wise.
Yeah.
Okay, and then next question is, for the roofing material, would you rather like a tin or the metal sheet, or would you rather do like shingles?
Metal.
Wind resistant.
It's rising and low. We got this ribbon and you watch 3 degrees and you take it apart this way.
Yeah. I lifted it right up.
Yeah. You could hear that in my house.
Mm-hmm.
The whipping it when it was ripping.
I heard that too.
Next question is, for the block, we can paint it white or whatever, but kind of match the existing buildings. But we could also do some kind of color, kind of like this tannish color. We're gonna keep it white.
Easier. Seems easier to cover up, isn't it? If something were to happen.
Yeah.
You're saying white?
I'm just saying, if you think about it, the buildings there are already white, and on top of it, if there is vandalism.
It's easy to match white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
White's way easier to match.
That sounds good there. Okay, I think that sums it up. But should be all my questions there.
Round.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Wyatt.
Mm-hmm. And for, yeah, I want to be able to put some cameras on it.
Oh yeah, cameras, and you want outside lighting above like the doorways.
Yeah, like that'd be a real good idea.
And cameras, I think you mentioned that before to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even that we can unhook them and take them out and put them there when they, you know, if we need to replace them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So will the restrooms be locked until we have events, or are they open to the public at all the time?
No, they'll be for events only or whatever. So
like ball games and stuff like that.
And less smart open.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is one less thing for Rick to do every day, or for homeless to live in there. Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect, thanks.
Anything else about the reservoir?
So the reservoir, Chris, did Jones and the Mill drop off any plans by chance?
Oh yeah, they're like, somebody wanted these. We don't have to put this on. Oh my gosh, this is stupid.
Yeah, I'll pick those up. I got something.
We should have just pulled those ends on and they'd really been happy.
Yeah. So the reservoir, I met with Rocky Mountain Power today to kind of discuss what options there are for connecting to the existing system, the grid. The person I met with deals a little bit more with distribution aspect rather than the transmission line, so he's going to get me in contact with a little bit more of the transmission specialty department. So no major updates there. I do have, for what it's worth, I do have a couple exhibits if you guys are interested in seeing what we're kind of looking at. This is nowhere completely final or anything, so this one's kind of the whole overview, holistic view of it. So what we're looking at is, you've got that. This shows the existing water line, which is pipes now. So we just branched off here, is what we're thinking, bring it over. Sorry, I'll back up. So here's the top of the dam. 12 feet wide, and then here's my grading contours going out. So we're catching out at 3 to 1 is 34%,
Chris,
which
takes you. Did you get an email from Brian with the new bill?
Okay.
The water's going to store
here. So here's the high water line. So when the water gets up to this elevation, then we will be overflowing that for the dislocation structure. So that's kind of what we're seeing there. I think we can try installing the hydro unit somewhere right here and have that little shed be an electrical building there. And then we run our power electrical transmission line down through here.
Just distance on what this line would be?
This line is really close to 2,000 or 2 miles. Yeah, right around the 11,000.
So are you talking of rerouting this just so the pipeline isn't under the tow?
Yeah, essentially that's all we're doing there.
So will the elevation on that stay the same as existing, or does that dip down?
So right here, we would try to keep it existing all the way. It might be dipping down a little bit through here. All of this will be pressurized to fill the pond up to the overflow elevation up here at that structure.
Just wondering, but why can't you take the inlet more like this way and the outlet and the power that way, or why would it need to go through all that?
So the issue is, you can't really see this hill right here. It has some contours on there. This hill, we could try boring it. We could potentially bore under there.
And maybe not necessarily here, but just wondering is, you know, I would think if we could stay, I mean, it would simplify. I mean, just the thought of why.
So right here, this right here is like 120 feet tall of that hill. This hill kind of continues coming down here and it comes around right there. So in order, unless we bored, which I haven't contemplated boring, we could bore under there in theory. The other option would be digging down a trench 120 feet to reroute this pipe into here. So that's why we were thinking just to keep it around here, and then your trench is only going to be 15 feet deep or whatever.
You remember the size? Is that a 50 inch pipe or what is that pipe?
It is. So that's what the plans will show me tonight when I look at those. It's 63 inches at least from the basin to this 28 foot. 63 inches. And there, I'm not sure what it goes down to. It might be like 50. It might be. I'm thinking it's 50 something.
That sounds right.
Because once we get, sorry to kick you out of a conversation.
No, I'm listening.
It'll be. Yeah, I think it goes to 48 down by the cove for that pond.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So most plants should have all the information with pressure rating and everything. So that's what we're kind of seeing happen there.
Thank you for the batteries. That's awesome.
Oh, before you guys look at the
plans. That's what I was going to say. Maybe you and I can look at this after. So we're like, whoever, we don't have to prolong this, and then maybe I would like to look at it after the meeting.
Perfect. And then the water master plan, still waiting to hear back from the state on the grant or not. A person in my office just had one accepted. He got pulled in for his. And it was right around the same time as you guys are at with the MAGI. He submitted his back in like October. We submitted ours beginning of December. So we might still be another month or two out from them finalizing. Maybe with the holidays behind us, maybe they'll quicken it up, but I'm going to be optimistic. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wyatt.
Thank you, guys. You're welcome to hang or do whatever you want.
I'll hang out for the rest of it.
All right.
Your funeral.
I don't have anything about the old church. It's idling. Till the spring. We do have the winners of the Christmas contest. Did those go out in the newsletter?
I haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay. They'll go out in the newsletter. We're just trying to figure out where we pull the prize money from. In the past, we pulled it from
the youth council.
The youth council.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if that's where we wanted to pull it from this time, or you wanted me to pull it from my budget.
Well, of course, your budget.
Oh, okay.
We just do what we do.
Well, I spend all my budget, so.
But I think we pulled part of it from it, right? We did get some of your council for the seniors in May, didn't we? Or that was last year?
That was last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually think
that's
really good.
Who was the
winner? Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
What were the results?
Oh, let me just tell you who.
You want me to?
Yes.
sorry, I have to scroll through. So most creative was Kim. Overall was Jamie Prettyman. Traditional was Abby Christiansen. For porches, which I need clarification on, creative was Megan Allen and Brett Carter. Two separate families?
Right, because it was a tie. It was
Okay. I didn't know. And then most festive was Laurel Kilpack, most whimsical, Linda Odle. Then honorable mentions was Shalane Christiansen and Melissa Durfee.
So with that being said, last year we paid three places.
Yep. 175 and 50.
So how do you pay that 10 different things and how much?
Six different categories. So we didn't have runners up. We just had one winner per category. So I was thinking $50 for the yards, help me out there. $25 for the porches.
Does that keep with the same amount as was paid out last year?
No, it'd be more.
It'll be a little bit more.
I could think of $100.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that we need to pay all them. My opinion is maybe we can spell it out that you're the winner, but I don't know that anyone expects cash money out of it. But
some do. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool. We need a prize when you're in
the night. If you're moving down to 25 for everybody, what does that put? That would be where we met from last year.
Yeah. I would say that we stay at the same dollar amount.
Okay.
However, you can divvy it up.
25 a category, you think that'll be happy?
Yep.
If it's not, then you can come talk to me.
He don't care.
I don't. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mike, or no, Pat?
The last district meeting, we got the liner in up there and filled the pond and everything seems to be good. And we don't have to deal with that. We'll all be pushing up daisies if we're ready to deal with that again. And, there wasn't a whole lot more in the meeting. We just talked about that, really, that pertained to Emory. And we had the little animal thing this afternoon, but I kept you up on that one, so.
Yeah.
It's all good. That's all I have.
What about that letter that we have sent out? Did it get delivered?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, the sheriff's office called and said, I thought, uh-oh, here we go.
Chris was talking to you, I think.
Oh, sorry.
There's a flyer that I put up there that there's a thing tomorrow night for different, if anybody wanted to come, if we wanted to have somebody attend.
Oh.
It's Pratt River Watershed Conservancy District, Santa Fe Conservancy District. We're open to the public for Carbon Emery at the Dan and Newburn Road there at the NRCS. Right? Is that what that's at? USDA Center.
Yeah.
Supposed to RSVP if you want to know the dinner tomorrow night at 6. Hmm.
I did have one more thing that I got to bring in under new business.
Okay. Mike?
I don't have anything new or no building permits going on.
Puts him stuff the next month.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll look into this a little bit more.
We can always submit them, and if they have a problem, they can contact us again.
Yeah.
Could we do that?
Yeah, actually.
I can't imagine that we're the only ones that would come out by that.
Yeah, I'm going to put an applicable on anything that I don't want to answer to. So,
mm-hmm.
And I signed it.
I just put 90 in there and I signed it.
No, I didn't.
I just don't think that's that much personal information.
Did we hear anything back about the 1%?
It's been approved.
Crazy. Okay.
It's been approved. It will go into effect April 1st.
Cool.
Yeah, it's all taken care of.
So, and then as far as the reservoir update, we kind of got that a little bit wet, but we also, I don't know, did you talk to your dad a little bit?
Yeah, I talked to Misty and my dad a little bit.
So, I mean, we're going to move forward with this anyway, even if the hydro thing doesn't work the way it should. We'll go a different route to get more money from different places. Senator Hinkins is pretty sure he's going to $5 to $6 million to be able to go towards stuff. And then we're working on the other grants and stuff to be able to, we're going to team up a little bit with the canal company to make sure things go with that. And myself and Misty kind of go with that to see what goes on with all of that. So anyway, it's moving forward and we're going to stay with it.
Okay.
Maybe until I'm pushing the daisies, but we'll still be pushing up on it, right? Any old business that we need to take care of? Patch you on with new business.
I had a couple guys at work, they've been talking about the 24th, and they're wanting to do like a little flag football thing here at the park. And they wanted me to know if we thought it'd be cool, we could put it on the agenda thing for the 24th. And I told one of them, they got plans on how to do it, the rules and everything, the age limits, and I told them that we could get them on the agenda next month, and they can explain it to you. And see if we can put them on there.
I think that's a great idea. Any other activities and stuff would pull more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of younger guys that would like to do something like that. But
a little more lively than horseshoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the beanbag toss. I like that, actually. We've had a really good turnout for that both years, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to still have
anyway, to that's what I'm going to tell you about. So
that's on me, that, though.
We,
I saw people
under new business, we did find the emergency, the town emergency
people's
plan.
Yeah.
We need to revisit that and probably update it. I don't know if you want to put together some type of a committee or what you are thinking there, but.
And the current one was like 2004.
Yeah. When that was done. You know, we need to find out about those compressors that. Misty was talking about that would help with the oxygen, things like that. I mean, I think with this thing in California, I think we need a plan. And one that's a little bit more updated than 2004.
What's going on in California?
Those are the fires.
Yeah, LA's burning to the ground.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to watch.
They're slipping into the ocean as well.
Their mayor cut $20 million out of their fire department's budget last year.
Wow.
And they had water lines. There was no water.
Yeah, there's no water in the hydrant. No water.
Because they've been trying to save tons of little teeny smell. Reap what you sow. Keep voting for Democrats. It gets better and better.
Most expensive real estate in the United States. And it's funny.
Jeez. That's crazy. What's going on over
there? Okay. Then Kathy Erickson's water leak.
Okay. So for 2 months, she had a water leak. Well, a month and a half. She did go get a fit. She called a plumber. They came out and they were like, we can't find it. You have to get someone with a camera. Wyatt, I don't know if it was Wyatt that went and helped, but I know.
Wasn't this Wyatt?
I know it was your dad.
Oh,
your dad and his boys and Dennis Mingham went. They found the leak. It was under her house. They fixed it. I have to have your guys' permission to forgive.
I got no problem with it as long as she was concerned about it and tried.
She
to
was like the second I called her and said, hey, you have a leak. She was on top of it. She called. She tried to get plumbers out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was willing to call, have somebody come all the way from Hurricane, but then they wanted $2,000 for drive time. And she's like, I don't have that. So she honestly was concerned, and she really, once it was brought to her attention, she had it fixed within a month. And it's not like thousands, it's literally like $300.
Oh.
So we forgive $150.
That's what you suggest?
That's half.
Right,
that's what the ordinance says.
Well, just bill it for our normal bill.
Oh, yeah, I think.
We can do that too.
Let's do that.
To do what?
Just give her a normal bill.
Yeah.
Like 63 or whatever it is.
6230.
Yeah, so.
There's a difference?
Yeah.
Okay, and here's another thing I just need your guys' what you want me to do. So it was brought to our attention, what, a month ago? 2 months?
2 weeks ago.
Like 2 weeks ago. Eric Anderson has been charged, I don't know for how long, for having the senior citizen garbage can at his house. We looked into it. It's been since 2021. He just barely brought it to our attention.
He wants a credit for all of it.
We're talking like years of credit?
Yes. To me, I don't think that's right if you knew about it that many years ago. And he says that he supposedly brought it up, but it was never changed. Like, Plores helped us research this.
Who brought it up?
Eric Anderson.
He said it was brought up.
So he brought it up. He came in and he asked why his bill was up.
Does anybody remember him coming in and doing that?
No, we don't know. We weren't here.
But he's paid it every single month.
Oh, okay.
But since it was up, he came in and said that that he pulls it. He has his kids bring it all the way from the senior citizen center because it blows away. And so he shouldn't be charged for it. And I said, well, we didn't know about it until just barely.
Is he using it for his own?
He says no. I don't know. I can't tell you.
Have,
I don't go.
We can't have that much garbage from the senior center.
He brought it to our attention the day he quit working for the senior center. So I...
How much does he think he wants back?
I guess, was he getting paid to work at the senior center?
We don't know. That's county.
Is he still getting for reimbursement for that? Which is like $10.
So then I called City Sanitation. City Sanitation says all the city pays for is the tippage. So we only pay $1 a month for their garbage to get tipped. But he just was like, I think I should get all of it reimbursed. And I'm like, I'm not paying you her from 2021.
Just tell him we'll give him a free gym membership for it.
So I just need what you guys would like to do, because to me I'm like, okay, well, you just told me about it and I fixed it, so he's not getting charged for that can.
So $1 a month for how long?
So no, he was getting charged the $5 a month for having a second can since 2021.
I don't think there's enough documentation to prove one way or the other, so I propose that we start anew today.
And it is. It's now shut off. He doesn't pay for that second
water year. Under the bridge, because there's neither side has enough documentation to prove what really happened and what the agreement was and who did we speak to when.
He says that he talks to City Sanitation every year. I asked Molly and she's like, I honestly don't know. I know the can had the number to the senior citizen. There is a number for it, like, because all our cans are numbered.
The can probably needs to stay at the senior citizen center tied to a post that it can't blow away, and Rick can put it out on garbage day.
It's not our problem. It's actually whoever is in charge of the senior, because it's county.
Yep.
Okay.
But I agree with you on that other
part. But yes, it does. It should stay over there.
They can pound a steel post so the wind doesn't blow it away and bungee it to it, and it can.
That's what we do at the
direct. He's not obligated to drag it to his house.
Yep.
Okay, I'll just tell him, sorry, it's a wash. Yep. We're not charging you anymore, but you should probably keep that can over there. Well, it should be there because he could.
Yeah.
He's not in charge of it.
Who's doing it?
It's county, we don't know.
Right. Okay.
But I just didn't know what I would.
I like that idea.
It's just too hard to prove on one way or the other. How do we?
And I don't know if he is using it.
Has to be fairness.
Like Melissa brought up, how do we not know that he wasn't on the first and only?
I just can't see somebody dragging a garbage can.
That far.
That far. Every week for.
Probably just grabbed it, put it in a bag, and then just took it to his house and put it back.
Betcha. I mean, the senior center couldn't have that much garbage.
So is the can back to the senior citizen now?
I have no clue.
Do we have a number for that can?
Yes.
Give it to Rick in the morning and have him move it to the senior citizen center. And then once he decided, then I gotta figure out how I'm gonna have to talk to him.
We could just say sorry.
He's a coming to talk to me.
Out of all fairness. We can't open a can of worms for somebody else to go make a claim to get something free tomorrow.
I think if you go to somebody and say, hey, I'm being charged every month $5 for this garbage can that actually belongs here, you would have some kind of, you would remember who you talked to, how many times you talked to them. Did you come to city council? Because I'm pretty sure Pat would remember.
Pat's been here the longest.
You know,
he would have.
I had no idea this was even going on.
So that's what I'm saying. Obviously, it was not brought up.
No, yeah. I've never heard of it until tonight.
Did he leave on hostile terms? Or?
We don't know. We don't know.
He just wasn't happy yet.
Oh, okay. Well, the
mayor take care of him. You're so right. I'm also a adjourned.
Oh, I second that.
I was just throwing that out there, see if it was
really adjourned. Sorry, I thought it was a